Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The tension between Israel and its Islamic neighbors is often intensified by official statements of Holocaust denial. But as Manaz Afridi, assistant professor of religious studies and director of the Holocaust, Genocide, and Interfaith Education Center at Manhattan College explains, such statements ignore the active resistance of many Muslim communities during the Holocaust.
Some Jews believe that Muslims hold anti-Semitic views and perceive the Holocaust with skepticism. Anti-Semitic propaganda, such as the Protocols of the Elders of Zion and the refusal to educate citizens on the Holocaust, has been a long-standing problem in countries including Egypt, Iran, and the Palestinian territories. Many don't know that Muslims were actively involved in resisting the Holocaust in some predominantly Muslim countries, Albania, Morocco, and Turkey, took initiative in saving their Jewish citizens during World War II. Under the pro-Nazi Vichy government, Morocco and Tangiers were instructed to house Jews in labor camps. Mohammed V, King of Morocco, refused the demands to implement anti-Jewish race laws or send Moroccan Jews to France, making him a candidate to be righteous among the nations, a term used to recognize non-Jews who risked their lives. In other instances, Albanian Muslims changed the names of Jewish families and hid them in their homes as Nazis passed through. In fact, Albanian Muslims rescued not only all Albanian Jews, but also several thousands of Jewish refugees from other countries, including Serbia, Greece, and Austria. In 1997, Albanian Muslim Shikri Mirtu was honored for rescuing Jews with the Anti-Defamation League's Courage to Care Award. In Mahdia, Tunisia, a Muslim man, Khaled Abdul Wahab, hid a Jewish family at his farm while he entertained SS guards, risking his own life. Ulkeman Selatin, a Turkish diplomat, saved about 50 Jews and has been recognized as righteous among the nations. Even though there is still denial of the Holocaust in the Muslim world, Muslims should learn from their own heroes who fought and resisted the killing of their Jewish cousins.
That was Manaz Afridi of Manhattan College.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.